plant materials cultured in the laboratory of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, for more than 20 years have been destroyed. This is due to the power crisis and the commission's inability to pay for power. Dr. Vivian Odro of the Biotechnology and Nuclear Agriculture Research Institute of GAEC made this known when the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Kwabena Frimpong Boateng, paid a working visit to the commission. Joyce Jechi reports.
Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, GAEC, was established in 1963 as a sole agency responsible for all matters relating to peaceful use of atomic energy. The Act 204 that established it was amended, enabling it to create two other institutes in addition to the National Nuclear Research Institute. The institutes are the Radiation Protection and the Biotechnology and Nuclear Agricultural Research Institutes. With all the problems facing the commission, from land encroachment to lack of funds, Dr. Frimpong Boateng's attention was drawn to one critical issue, which is one of the mandates of the commission. This is in the area of agriculture. Plant species in the laboratory were destroyed last year due to power problems. Dr. Vivian Odro is at the Biotechnology and Nuclear Agriculture Research Institute.
Collections made over the years. These are plant materials. Some are food that we eat in the country. Some are exotic materials. And oftentimes when we get requests from farmers, we would multiply some of these and give them out to farmers. So we had many different varieties of crops in the lab. I remember that last year we got a request for multiplication of some elite clones of pineapples, and we started all of that in the lab. Now, when we were supplied with the prepaid meters, because it's a research institute, and so if you don't have power, there's no light, means that the plants cannot photosynthesize. Within 2-4 weeks, you see them yellowing, and then they die.
She said the power issue does not encourage academic work, so offers to train postgraduate students are turned down. Responding, the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation, Professor Frimpong Boateng, said he will consult the Ministry of Energy and see how to address the issue. The minister was also worried about the encroachment of lands under the sea.